Back here at a place to be, that is Hy-Vee, each and every Saturday morning for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Corner Show right here on Sunny 99.7 online at yourfortdodge.com. We're joined by a coach who's coming off a big, big win. He's Coach Mike Sweeter from Southeast Valley, 26-20 win over Pocahontas area last night. Coach, that clinches the district title for you. And before we talk about the game in specifics, let's just talk about that district title. Really special for you and your guys.
Yes, it really is. We just, we didn't want to share it. You know, when we beat South Central a couple weeks ago, you know, we kind of figured that they would beat Belmont tonight. But we knew if we got knocked off, you know, it was going to be a three-way tie as long as they won. And we didn't want to share it. We wanted it for ourselves. And we were the only ones that could take care of ourselves. So, man, what a game. And it was a stressful game. We had a lot of screw-ups. But, man, very good Pocahontas team. They've improved a ton since the beginning of the season. But we'll take the district championship. We'll enjoy the bye week, and then we'll get ready for the next season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a hard-fought victory for you on the road at Pocahontas area. You come out 26-20, and from everything that I know about the game, Coach, it was a back-and-forth kind of four-quarter war, if you will, and you guys were able to kind of get the edge there. Talk a little bit about the game for me. Break it down for me a little bit.
Yeah, we just came out, and we had a very good game plan, and took the opening drive right down, and we looked good. I mean, we just pounded it, had a pass or two in there, just looked like we were ready to go, and but missed the two-point conversion, in which, you know, we've had very good success this season, and they get it, and, man, I think they hit one run or something right up the middle for about 60, 70 yards, And we had a nice goal line stand, made them kick a field goal. So we were ahead 6-3. And then we took it right down the field, and we're looking really good. Missed another two-point conversion, and I'm upset with a couple of my play calls on my two-point conversions. I kind of been having a lot of success with them lately, and it kind of backfired, and they're well prepared for it. So we took the lead 12-3, and things were looking pretty good. And they put a drive together. Very good drive, not taking anything away from them, but we had five penalties. And I think two or three times on third down, we had a big penalty holding, stuff like that, and just kept their drive going. And it must have been about an 8-9 minute drive, five penalties, and they go down and score. And all of a sudden it's a game. You know, before you know it, they're ahead and 13-12, and we went in, and the boys got a little bit of a butt chewing, more just because of the penalties and stuff. We were just kicking ourselves in, you know, the butt, and came out opening drive, and we went right down, and it looked good, and got the 2-point conversion, went up 20-12, and kind of went back and forth a little bit, and it looked like, you know, hey, we were starting to turn that corner, and we still couldn't do it, and by God, they hit us on one of their big ones, you know, and they're a big play team. And they hit that and got a very good kicker. And so it was 20-20. And we had a turnover. I'm trying to think. No, we went for it on fourth down. Probably should have punted it. And gave them the ball back. And we had a great stand. It was fourth and two. And, you know, they had a big decision to make. Their defense was playing well. And so they punted off, and Carl Berglund had a return of his life, or a man, I don't even know the yards, 30, 40 yards, set us up, took that drive down, put it in, missed the two-point conversion again. And they got the ball with a couple minutes to go, and there was no doubt in our mind, if they scored, they were going to win 27-26. And Caleb Scott had a pick with, I don't know, a minute 10 left, and we picked up a quick first down and got to finish in the victory celebration. So what a huge game, back and forth. Hats off to them. Very good team. very good team.
Coach Mike Sweeter, my guest, Southeast Valley Football. They're your district champions in 1A, 7-0 in the regular season. They win the district championship outright, 26-20 at Pocahontas area in a battle, a ball game that was back and forth. And, you know, Coach, you touched on some guys. You know, a lot of people, when we look at Southeast Valley Football, and for good reason, we think of guys like Colson Cruz and Laith Munch, and those guys have been huge for you. But it was kind of those guys that really stepped up and made big plays. You mentioned Carl Berglund, who's a sophomore for you, Caleb Scott, who's a junior. You know, those guys coming up with big plays in the right time in this ball game really was a huge difference for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you look at the whole season, it's been just an absolute team effort. You know, I mean, yeah, you got some of the same kids that you just said their names listed a lot, but I tell you what, we have a lot of kids that have stepped up and really helped us this season. That's where you look at the stats. You know, you stop one, we got two, three others that are going to get you. So, like I said, did some great things and, you know, very proud of all of them. You know, I don't want to key, you know, any certain players, but, man, you know, it'll take all of them, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't just have one guy, but they got to stop. They got to stop a lot of them, so.
Yeah, true. You guys have had a balanced attack for sure and also been good on the defensive side. Let's talk a little bit about your offensive line, Coach. You know, this season coming into that game last night against Pocahontas area, you're averaging about 5 yards a carry. You've ran the ball for over 1,100 yards just coming into that game. That number, of course, going to go up a little bit from the Pocahontas game. But with having a run game like that, you've got to really give a lot of credit to that offensive line up front.
Oh, absolutely. We got a new offensive line coach this year with Mark Graves. And I tell you what, he's did an excellent job. And, you know, and I'm so glad you brought it up because the line of scrimmage doesn't get credit for everything that they do. And you know, when we sit there and we need to pound, 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 you know, like you said, the other guys get in the stat line. But if you don't have a good line, you're not going to win games. And I tell you what, they did a great job this year. So. Very happy with them, you know, and I think all of us know deep down you can have a lot of skill, but if your line of scrimmage isn't getting it done, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are. So they've done an outstanding job. You know, this year, and we got to keep it going.
That's absolutely the truth. Absolutely the truth that you've got to win the war up front there to be able to get anything done. Coach Mike Sweeter is my guest here. Southeast Valley Football, a winner 26-20 last night over Pocahontas area. They win the district title at 7-0. And, Coach, you know, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago. You were on the show, and we talked about your win over South Central Calhoun, and we both agreed at that moment that we knew that you guys were in the driver's seat. Now, it's one thing to be in that situation. It's another thing to capitalize on it. I think it says a lot about your ball team and your players to be able to step up and knowing the pressure's on them to have to be in that driver's seat and to deliver the way they have.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, when we were losing that half, I mean, this is you got one half. You're either playing next week or you're not playing next week. And I tell you what, you know, what a great drive. I mean, both drives and both halves were the, you know, the difference makers, you know. We were fresh and brought it and scored. But, you know, so, like I said, what a game. I mean, there's, you know, there are a lot of games out there. You get bored and stuff. There was nothing boring about this one. Very stressful.
Yeah, I think you would have liked it to be a little bit boring, you know, in your advantage here in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't. It was for sure a four-quarter game down to the wire, and I know they had the ball with about 2 minutes left, and you guys were able to get a turnover late to really seal it at that point and kind of take it home. And here you are. You'll have the bye next week in the playoffs, and so you'll have an extra week to get ready here. And, Coach, I got to feel like you not only like that to get healthy and to be able to prepare a little bit and that kind of thing, but I feel like it's going to be good for you because you're coming off such an emotional win this week that you probably need that time to kind of get back even.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do. We got to get healed up and just work on some things. Just, you know, it was an emotional, you know, ever really since South Central, there's just been, you know, a little more pressure on all the boys. And, you know, it's like, I think they finally realize this is real, you know, and And we had to finish it. You know, that was the big thing, you know, just to get over that hump. You know, now it's a new season. You know, what was really neat too is, you know, as a program overall, we finished 16-0. You know, JVR was 4-0, JV was 5-0, varsity 7-0. And just to be able to get to that spot. Now we can rest a little bit. We're going to stay focused. We're going to be aggressive all week, but just heal up a little bit. And, you know, start the second season. That's really what it comes down to. When all 54 are in, you have an off night, it's over.
That's the truth. You're only as good as your last game at this point. It's a one-game season.
Yep, and the best part is about winning it, though, 22 teams are going to be eliminated before we ever start.
Well, that's the truth.
And our next game's at home. So, you know, I mean, that's what that six-point win was worth. You
absolutely.
Know?
Anytime you can put that district title next to that season, it makes it that much more special. And being a former coach, I know what it takes to be in that situation. And it takes a lot,
yep.
and your guys give you a lot this year. And certainly you guys have had a great season. I appreciate you coming on the show and always being accommodating here and giving us the time. And we're going to catch up with you probably next week, I hope, too, and talk a little bit about your playoff opponent once we figure out who that's going to be.
Sounds good.
Coach, again, thank you for the time. Congratulations on the win and the district title.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on.